Môre Diane, môre, hoe gaan
dit? Goeiemôre, dit is my gunsteling dag van die week, van die werkweek.
Van die werkweek. Gesond vir alle dae, van Vrydag en Saterdag ingesluit. Dit is 'n besonderse dag want ons kry die engele bymekaar en vanoggend weer eens een van daai gevalle gewees waar ons kyk baie mense skryf vir Good Morning Angels, baie mense stuur vir ons e-posse, baie mense post sommer op ons Facebook muur wat ook okay is. En kry daai gevalle waar daar 'n hele klomp mense op een slag vir ons vertel van iemand.
Ja,
besonders.
Dit is absoluut. En ek sou sê vir die afgelope 3 weke het ons elke dag ten minste 10 versoeke gekry.
Ja, vir vandag se Good Morning Angels.
Vir vandag se gas wat ons hierso het, hy is 13 jaar oud en hy is in graad 7.
Cool, dis Won. En wie is saam met Won vanoggend?
Won se ma saam met hom, Cornel. Goeiemôre.
Goeiemôre.
Wat doen jy vir 'n lewe?
Ek is 'n haarkapster.
Jy sien.
So, sê gou vir ons waarmee het ons hier te doen, Cornel?
Won is op 'n Medtronic pompie wat vir hom elke uur insulien spuit en elke stukkie kos wat hy eet, sit hy dan in Cape Counting in die pomp en dit spuit hom volgens wat hy benodig. Won se pomp het gebreek, hy was baie siek gewees as gevolg van pump failure. Hy het gaan slaap en sy suiker was fine en daai oggend 2:00 toe het hy begin opgooi, maar en ek sê vir hom, "Ah, now you have a stomach bug on your birthday." En hy sê, "I don't know mom, but I don't feel well." 6:00 was hy heeltemal gedehydreer en omtrent by 8:00 het ek sy stats gedoen, toe sy klaar in organ failure, toe sy klaar in 'n DKA koma.
What?
En ons het met hom Arweb toe gejaag, hulle het ons gestabiliseer. Ons sit net sonder die mediese fonds as gevolg van persoonlike goedjies wat gebeur het. Ons is nou 2.5 jaar sonder mediese fonds en daar het hulle ons gehelp en toe moet hy uitgeplaas word na 'n hospitaal in Gauteng. Elke hospitaal het hom geweier want hy was te ver in die koma. Baragwana het ons wel gehelp. 3:30 daai middag het ons deurgegaan en hy's opgeneem en dit het nie goed gegaan met hom nie. Hy het net daar gecrash.
So without the right measures and without the right technology, this could be life threatening.
Absolutely. En hulle kan wakker word die oggend, hulle is fine. 10 minute later dan sit jy met 'n kind wat in 'n lae suiker is of 'n baie hoë suiker is, dit kan binne 5 minute verander. Hy het dringend 'n pomp nodig dat hy net met sy lewe kan aangaan, want in die aande moet ons beurt te maak om op te staan om hom te gaan spuit. En dan moet hy nog eet as sy suiker laag ook is, maar die pomp vir jou alles doen. Hy is jou brein, hy doen alles vir jou.
So beskryf gou vir jou dag. Jy werk, jy het jou haarsalon.
Ja.
Maar in die aand het jy ook hierdie verantwoordelikheid. Hoe het jy besig?
Ja, dit kan baie keer wees, soos laasweek maandag was hy baie siek geweest. Ons moet elke uur opgestaan en ons moet hom gaan spuit want
elke uur in die nag.
Elke uur. Elke uur en adjustments maak want daar gebeur baie keer in sy lyfie goedjies waaroor ons nie beheer het nie. En dan dis waarvoor die pomp ons so baie help.
So jy slaap nie,
my man
slaap nie, jou man slaap nie en jy het nog 2 kinders.
2 kleintjies en hulle probeer altyd in die omtrek slaap waar Boetie slaap dat ons nie as ons nie die pomp hoor nie, die alarm, dan maak hulle ons wakker en sê Boetie het jou nodig, kom help net gou-gou.
Morning, we're hanging with young Vaughn. He's 13 years old and his family. He's had type 1 diabetes now for a number of years. He needs a life-saving insulin pump. Loves being active and playing his sports. So let's meet the man of the moment. I do believe that you prefer to speak some British morning. How's it, Vaughn?
It's good, thank you.
Good, man. It's nice to know that you've got, you know, this family support, obviously, your mom who cares so much and who gives up so much of her time looking after you. But you probably want it to be a bit easier on her, maybe, and yourself, obviously.
Yeah, it will be nice and easier to get more rest at night.
Sure.
And give my mother more rest and my father, also my siblings.
Mm. Is it tough some days?
Yeah, some days it's tough.
When you go into a sugar low, what does it feel like?
You feel very weak, your vision becomes blurry and everything.
So it's almost like you just want to pass out?
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah. And then how regularly do you have to get injections now?
A lot. Every time I eat, in the morning when I wake up, in the afternoon, at night when I go to bed.
So you get at least 3 or 4 injections a day?
No, it's more.
Is it more?
Much more.
More than that?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
What are your hopes and dreams? What do you want to become?
Well, an architect.
Architect?
Yeah.
Gonna build stuff, design.
Pretty much.
Design stuff. And your friends, are they aware of your challenges?
Yes.
Everyone has their challenges in life.
Yes.
Yours quite specific. Are they supportive?
Very, very supportive.
And the teachers, because, I mean, you go to school.
Yes.
And they're all aware that they kind of have to keep a special eye on you.
Yes, even though I don't like it, they have to.
Mm.
Now, just to get back to this technology, it's amazing. We live in the year 2018, but so often on Good Morning Angels, we hear the same story. Yes, there is, in some cases, a cure. Yes, there is support. Yes, there's technology. But the catch-22 often is it is extremely expensive. You're telling us about this device that will help him, that will help you, that will just better his life and possibly even save his life. How much does it cost, though?
It is on promotion now, so it's 55, and the transmitter that he needs, we would like the Guardian one, but they say it's not compatible to the pump. It's around about 5,000, and we have to change that sensor transmitter every 12 months.
So it's about, 60,000 rand, roundabout?
Yes.
60. So for 60,000 rand, it'll make a massive difference, am I right?
Massive. Yes. Extremely. Dit sal ons lewe net soveel makliker maak.
Ja. Nou, baie mense het ons vertel van julle.
Ja, en ek meen, despite everything that's going on in Cornell and Vaughan and her family's life, they've been able to do a lot of fundraising on their own, which is not an easy thing to do, especially these days.
Ja.
Everybody is going through a difficult time. How much have you raised so far?
Ons het 33 met mekaar gekry.
Okay, and this pump costs with the extra thing close to 60,000 bucks.
Yes, and dan gebruik het nog, sy consumables is baie duur. Dit moet ons elke 6 dae verander. Dis die sensor wat jy in sy bene skiet, waar die transmitter opkoppel, waar die pomp elke 5 minute Bluetooth. So hy kyk net op sy pomp, dan weet hy precies wat sy suiker is.
Wow, ja. That's incredible.
Ja.
En sê gou vir my, hoe het jy geld ingesamel?
Ja, dit is maar Facebook, en ons het ongelooflike support met my kliënte en al ons korfbalspelers. Ons is een groot familie, en sy school is ook besig.
Where is it?
Ja, hulle is ook besig.
Jou school
ook
bygedra?
Ja.
Let's get the angels together. Good morning, angels. Good morning, angels time. And this morning we met Vaughan and his family, and his challenge is type 1 diabetes, and all he needs to make his life and his family's life a lot easier, and possibly even a life-saving device, is that insulin pump. But it costs a lot of money, you know, this technology saves lives, but it's very, very expensive. That's the irony. As always, it's time for us to get the angels together on the show this morning. He's bekende gesicht, wat al soveel keer gehelp het. Dis my voorreg en plesier om vir Christo Besuiden uit van die round table te verwelkom. Christo.
Ja, verseker, hoeveel keer het ek nou hier gesit, het, soos julle sê, besef vir mense elke keer dat daar is mense wat met situasies sit en elke dag met goed deel wat ons for granted vat. These are we take for granted, it's easy and it just comes to us every day. Other people struggle with these things every minute of every day.
Wat doen jou man?
My man het werk gekry by Superquick. Hy is op die vloer, hy doen verkope.
Jy is haarkapper, hy is werk by Superquick. Julle het julle beste probeer om by te kom. Mense het julle gehelp. Julle is op die oomblik by 33. Julle kort so in die middel 50,000.
Ja.
Christo, kan jy bydra maak volgend?
Guys, yeah, it's always wonderful if you guys send us a story like this. Cornel, net ongelooflik wat jy vir jou kinders doen, en jy het nog twee ander, en dit is baie rakend. Ons allemaal weet, jy doen alles wat jy moontlik kan vir jou kind, en jy het reeds so baie gedoen om geld in te samel en geld te kry wat jy moontlik kan. Vaughan, I can see you're a bright little boy, and you're a busy little boy, and I'm sure that you don't want to have as a normal day as any other kid.
Yeah.
That you want out there. So from Roundtable Theatre side, the show that we do every year, we take the public's money and we send it where it's most needed. We'd like to make sure that you get that difference. So I made quickly a calculation here of 22,000 rand to get that pump. And also we'd like to buy that sensor of 5,000 rand that you said that you need. So we'll cover that bill for you.
Bye, donkey.
Thanks. So
that is done and dusted. Sure. Cornell, that's helping, hey?
Bye,
Donkey. Vaughan, are people that care, hey?
Yeah.
A lot of people that care that you didn't even know. You didn't know Christo up until today.
Yeah.
You won't even know the other people who take part in that show that he's talking about, but they care enough for you to want to give you the money. That's a good feeling, right?
Very good.
That's Cornell. Amazing.
Bye, Donkey.
Was Ingela om een mens, nee?
I mean, yeah.
Cornell, like for my baie verlig nou.
Oh, ek kan nie eens opwees bewe nie. Dis net, ons gaan om kan help. hy moet te lewe, hey. Hy moet groot word, hy moet homself geniet. Dis eintlik die belangrikste.
Mm.
Baie dankie.
Dis goed wat 13-jariges moet doen.
Ja.
Anders is om te worry oor suiker en daai tipe van ding. So Christopher Roundtables, julle is amazing mense. Ons weet dit nou al in hierdie tyd. Baie dankie dat jy weer eens hier so is en 'n verskil maak. Ons waardeer dit feeslik baie. Well, nice to meet you.
Thanks, nice to meet you too.
All the best. The Jacaranda listeners, the kind people from Roundtable, they're going to make sure that you get that bit of technology that you need to make your life a little easier. Jy kan bietjie meer slaap. Mense se hare reguit sny.
Ja.
You know, we don't want any perm disasters.
No, no, and I mean, Martin, you do a breakfast show. You understand how important sleep is. If you've not slept well,
oh, for goodness
sake. You're just not
no, you need sleep.
Your best.
Thank goodness.
So I can just imagine what a relief this would be for this family.
Thankfully, I don't cut hair first thing in the morning. That'll be a problem. But yes. It sounds like your family just needs a break, and I think this is the break that you deserve.
Yeah.
It's time to get up.
There's nothing better than driving in the car and just feeling that love all through the airwaves.
Start your day with Martin Bester, Jack